The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Oh, it's a half hour power back. Once again, the 30-minute rapid-fire on-screen phone calls here, best show, post show. Haven't done it in a while, my apologies. The best shows have been going long. And I'm a little dizzy from vape juice, but...
Aww. These make sense.
How are you tonight? I want to say hi to the guy who is the... Who I think is the host of the Half Hour of Powers, AP Mike. How are you, Mike?
How you doing, Tom? I'm doing well.
I'm good. What's going on tonight? Anything fun?
Not a whole lot. You know, just glad to be out on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, just glad to be out on a Tuesday night. Oh, that is what happens when we take it off repeat. It happens. And of course... The one and only Dudio, Jason Gore. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm very well.
Thank you. It smells like
vape juice in here.
It does smell like vape juice. Now, tomorrow, you have a very exciting show.
Yeah.
You're doing.
It's
Bridge and Tunnel, 5th anniversary show.
Yeah.
Saturday, September 9th.
Yeah.
7:30.
And we have Matt Rogers with us and Hot Raw Fire from Montreal.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And it's the 5th anniversary show, 5 years.
5 years.
Of the esteemed sketch troupe. Bridge and Tunnel.
I don't know about esteemed. Would you say esteemed? Okay. Kristen's saying esteemed.
Now, when you say Kristen, you're, of course, talking about... Kristen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been so long.
I know. It's been a little minute.
But you're here. I'm here.
It's all great. It's good.
For the half hour power. It's very
exciting. Fall is coming. It's good.
Fall is coming, as they said on Game of Thrones.
That's the Game of Thrones that I would watch.
Fall is coming.
Yeah, fall is coming.
Some
and it's
pump sweaters
beautiful.
And pumpkin spice.
Oh,
right.
Candles.
Yeah.
Yankee candles.
Exactly. Carve a pumpkin, maybe.
That's a good show.
That's what you would do with a sword on that is carve a pumpkin.
Yeah, 100p.
Yeah, or maybe cut down some corn stalks.
No rapes, just snuggles.
Yeah.
That's good.
No incest.
No incest.
Little is fine.
Incest reared its ugly head once again on Game of Thrones this year. It's like they can't get away from it. It's a constant theme.
Well, HBO is a haven for sick, mentally depraved people. And they all should be jailed, as far as I'm concerned. Every executive.
Oh, okay.
Especially on the comedy side.
Uh-huh.
They should all be punished, and they will be punished in the largest possible sense for things they've done to people, taking what was theirs and keeping it from those people. Doesn't matter if they worked a whole year waiting for something. Like money. Doesn't matter. Now look, I don't know who I'm talking about now. I could just be making a thing up.
You're talking about Ballers, clearly.
Ballers. Ballers, the show for people who had a hard time following Entourage. Finally, a show.
Yeah.
A show that is like a Entourage for the everyman.
The jock version.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's so stupid. Ballers is so boring. Right? Did you watch it?
I can't watch it anymore.
It's so boring.
I'm done. No, I'm done with that one.
It's so boring. Every HBO show is this. It takes place in a certain industry or field, and it's always about, not even about the people who star in the field, it's the people next to the people who star in the field, and it's always just like, we're doing great, and then the next episode, we're doomed. Next episode, we're back again. Next episode, oh, now we're in trouble. Entourage, a show about an agent of a movie star. Mm-hmm. Ballers, a show about an agent of an athlete. Mm-hmm. Silicon Valley, the show about the app the code people.
You're right.
Behind.
Yeah, even that one.
Steve Jobs and those people like that.
They're doomed, then they're back again. Yeah. That formula follows. Yeah.
And suddenly it's
Silicon
like,
Valley also.
We're Insecure. Back again.
Insecure is good. Insecure will save us all.
Well, I can't look. I am pro Issa Rae. I like Issa Rae. Fortunately, her show is on a horrible channel that should be punished.
You're not down for the deuce?
No, the deuce. The deuce seems like a hate crime against decency.
It's very gritty.
Hard knocks. You know,
I think any TV reviewers who don't mention the word gritty in their review, you know, it goes right, you know, the editor. You know, pencils, you know, get gritty into this review.
Gritty.
Yeah, gritty.
It's got to be gritty. You know who said that thing earlier is my friend Pat Byrne. How are you, Pat?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Now, this Saturday is a momentous day for you as well.
Yes. Tomorrow night is my last show on the regular WFMU Saturday night schedule. I'm not relocating to another day or time. I'm going to keep the podcast going. And we're also going to keep the live show going.
Prove It All Night, which takes place once every couple months.
Yeah, we were doing it seasonally, and we're going to try to keep doing that, maybe even bring it back to once a month. Our first show away from the FMU Performance Space is going to be at the Pit as part of Sketchfest New York. They invited us out there. So we're going to do a show in mid to late October to be announced. But this Saturday tomorrow is going to be the last Prove It All Night, and there will be a lot of fun, weird surprises and revelations and twists and turns.
Revelations?
Yes. For anyone who's listened to the show and heard anyone call in, there will be surprises.
And he hit the post?
I don't know. It'll just be me. If you guys want to call in, though, you're welcome to hit the post.
I could hit the post. I want to hit the post.
Maybe we'll hit the post.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here on the Half Hour Power. Half Hour Power. Hi, you're on with me and Mike and Dudio and Kristen and Pat.
Wow, the gang's all there. Hi, this is Steve from Chicago.
Steve from Chicago. What's up, Steve?
Not too much. That was a great show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. That's the best show, which is the main show. This is the...
Oh, yes. Yeah. The best show was the best tonight.
Well, that's sweet of you to say, Steve. One of your own Chicago reps, hard by Alex White.
Yeah, I actually wanted to call and kind of back you up on this. I don't know if it's too late, but...
Well, she's not here.
You know, I've been,
it's too late.
I've been living here for... Oh, I'm sorry?
She's not here, so in that regard, it's too late, but... So what's up? What do you want to say? You're going to talk about the pizza, aren't you?
Well, I wanted to back you up. I've been living here for 7 years. I only get the pizza when my parents are in town.
Yeah, it's touristy kind of, like the deep dish pizza.
Oh, we love it, though.
But yeah, you're not from Chicago. You're
it's
a tourist.
The first thing I get when I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, you're a tourist. You're a tourist. Of course it is.
I get the pizza and then a hot dog.
How often do you go to the Statue of Liberty?
What? I've been here once.
Once?
I've never been.
You've never been. You grew up with... How many times have you seen it from your car? Every time you go to New York.
I can see it from my window.
Yeah. But someone comes to this area.
Only in the spring.
Someone comes to this area. They're pushing people out of the way to get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Chicago pizza is the Statue of Liberty. People there are just like, whatever.
Also, I thought it, like, I finally got to go to Chicago once. I was like, oh, okay, let's do the Chicago pizza
like
thing.
Two places.
Right, and I went.
Oh, it's so good.
And everyone was like, okay, I was like, okay, where's the, like, hometown, like, hole-in-the-wall place to go? And everyone's like, oh, you got to go to Uno. And I was like, this, like, chain restaurant? Like, what? And I was so disappointed that we ended up going to, like, one of the number one chain like, I was like, no, where's, like, the real place? And they were like, well, there's this one, there's another one, but you gotta go to Uno. And I'm like, gotta go to Uno? Like, a chain?
Was that
there was
the
one
slogan?
In Jersey City at one time.
Pizzeria Uno?
Yeah.
There's one in Clifton. Yeah, over by the Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right there.
That was a sweet
moment. It was great.
That was actually a very touching moment. Just like, yeah, there's one over in Clifton. Like, ooh. Yeah. By the Bed Bath & Beyond. It was like that was a
guy's going to have a nice little
marital moment.
Nice little Sunday.
Yeah. So, yeah, so but you're in Chicago. How often do you eat that pizza when you take your parents there?
Yeah, like 3 times my whole time here.
You go to get pizza in your regular everyday life. What kind of pizza are you eating?
Thin crust, I guess. Yeah. You ever hear of Luminati's? I don't know if it's made its way out there yet. it's like a joke.
Triangle
name, shape. I don't know.
Because it's triangle shaped?
Yeah, sure.
Right?
You can go with that.
An eye on it? Is there an eye on the pizza? An eye at the top of the triangle of the slice?
Yeah, you could make sure. I'm going to say yes to that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But
well,
you said it like it was.
All right, bro. Look, I appreciate the call and thank you for backing me up.
Of course. Anytime. Just pull that out. All right.
What was he ending that with?
I don't know. He was saying something that upset me. So, yeah. The pizza, tourist traps. There are things you take for granted when they're in your backyard. Like, there are people, think about it, that when they see the Statue of Liberty, they would cry. Like, there's people who, we see it every single day, and it's just kind of like, oh, it's the Statue of Liberty. There's somebody who would see it, and they go, oh, like they would, because of what it would represent.
Right, you're right.
It just doesn't, it's just when it's in your backyard, you just take it for granted. Well, like, what's a thing like that that you've seen as a tourist that where you truly were moved by it?
Yellowstone. Yeah.
Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I haven't been to either of those places.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think.
Like the Pacific Ocean. Have you ever seen the Pacific Ocean, Mike?
No. The furthest west I've been is Las Vegas. So I haven't made it to California yet.
It's time.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I think it's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go to the Grand Canyon when you were near the Vegas spot?
No, it was a bachelor party situation. So
in Vegas.
We had a
what hotel?
We had a schedule to keep. We were at the, Mandalay Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But we were at the hotel, which is like a fancier, sort of smaller. And they have the beach. Have you been to the beach?
There's that beach out.
This fake beach
they've
constructed with fake waves. I mean, yeah, it was something to see. They even had a fake nude beach section.
Mm-hmm.
And you just saw, like, you know, it was like sort of shower glass sort of blocking your view of the nude area. And there's just a bunch of dudes standing around over there and at the bar. And we're like, why would you pay more money to go sit at a bar with a bunch of dudes at it, you know, with their drawers on or off, maybe. I don't know. We couldn't tell if they were all naked.
They were.
What do you think is the most upsetting thing about everything you just said to me? The word drawers.
Yeah.
Is the most upsetting part of what you said. And you know it. That's
yeah,
the
no,
part.
I know, like,
you,
certain,
I know
certain
when
words.
You, when you do a when thing like that, you know... You're saying the word drawers at that point in the thing because you know it's
it's I know
so
there's
well
certain
placed.
Words. Yeah, that
I just key
you up,
and you know when you're you know exactly where to put them in the thing. because you've established the repulsive concept, and that has kind of started to decay now. Uh-huh. It's on the downturn, mm-hmm. and then you drop a very loaded word in that now just makes the whole thing bad again. You always can do that. So, is there anything you can think of that you've seen, though, that you were, like, as a tourist, where you were completely taken aback, like, wow, that's that thing?
Oh, I know what it is. It's, I went to Scotland. It's the Highlands in
sure.
Scotland. It was like, is this, like, a real place? It didn't even seem real. It was, like, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that would be my number one.
Yeah. How about you, Pat? Anything?
I gotta say, like, even if you're a park ranger at the Grand Canyon, mm-hmm. even though it's your job, I think when the sun hits it a certain way, if it's like a weird sunset, like eventually you're going to be taking that shot. You're going to be taking that picture because like, mm-hmm.
like you could never get tired of
in
it,
a way,
it
yeah.
would constantly reveal itself.
Like in Jersey City, even like if I'm on the waterfront and like there's a nice sunset on the, mm-hmm. on the, over the New York skyline, I'm yeah. taking that picture. I probably have like 100 of them.
But you don't think a single park ranger at the Grand Canyon gets really bitter and just over it?
I'm sure that a park ranger gets bitter over like the designated picture spot and the stupid things that everybody does there.
Like bear fights.
Yeah, but yeah. Wait, what'd you say?
Like bear fights or something like that. But he has to break up.
But I agree with you, Pat. There are times if like, where I was on like a ferry, a thing like last year, mm-hmm. and it was just like, it was the New York skyline, and it was a certain time of night, and everything was lit up, and it was like, I've seen this so many times, and it still looked amazing,
yeah.
like from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you know when you're driving out of Lincoln Tunnel? Mm-hmm. Some nights where you hit that curve and then you get a really nice view of the city. That always gets me. That always gets me. Especially at night when you see all the lights.
I always feel, that's impressive. And to me, one thing that always is when on the BQE, if you're taking the BQE and you're going kind of, you're getting toward where you would get off at, like, say, the Manhattan Bridge. Yes. And there's that one straight stretch where you see the skyline.
Yeah.
Of like lower Manhattan,
and
you see like you're seeing like the east side of Manhattan, which is not the skyline you always see.
And it's uninterrupted too. It's
yes,
not like
yeah. exactly.
It's just a straight shot.
The road is a straight shot, and you can really see the whole thing laid out like that. That's always impressive to me,
yeah.
and it's just like, you know what else is impressive that a lot of people don't? I think that maybe is like something that's very New Jersey centric is like driving on the turnpike. Near Newark Airport, and the planes are coming in so low, like, where they're like,
yeah.
when you're driving and a plane goes right over the top of your car, like, and you feel it when it's really coming in, like, you know what I mean, Mike?
Have I ever described to you the experience I had where I had a flat tire on the shoulder of the turnpike right as you're approaching the airport?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even have a full shoulder. It was like a half shoulder. And it was at night. And I was, you know, I mean, I went about the business of changing the tire and putting the donut on. But some car came in behind me for a while. And nobody got out. It wasn't a police car. And that was weird. But then a police car came in. Behind that car, and then that car drove off. So I don't know what was going on there.
Oh, that's so scary!
What?
So somebody was just waiting in
yeah.
a car.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on, but there was some tense moments. But all of this, while the planes are flying over me,
yeah,
talk about like you know, sort of the loneliest experience. You know, you've got this little thing you've got to accomplish to get going again.
Yeah,
but. You know, I wasn't expecting help. I mean, the cop didn't really help me. He kind of just sat behind me until he saw that I got off the road.
Sure. But that car that was behind you.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you think I was going to get?
You
need some help, my friend?
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Why don't you get in my car?
You know, you hear stories about people getting hit on the side of the road all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's terrifying.
I was terrified, but then, you know, you got the planes adding
that's
to it.
Right
the majesty of it all.
That's right where I hit that deer.
Yeah,
was right.
Right
around
13A. Yeah, wow.
Was like, that was, so it's a really weird stretch of highway where these planes are coming in from Newark Airport so low, right over the highway, and it's like that's something that I still am like weirdly impressed by.
Yeah.
Just like this is like, because it's also weird when you even take a step back and you're just like, yeah, there's 300 people on that thing,
yeah,
over my head,
right?
That's like just going. Ooh.
It's so weird when you're driving northbound on the turnpike and you see those planes in formation.
You see, yeah, you see just
right, yeah,
three or four dots.
It feels like they're coming so slow too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're just like, you see them just lined up waiting to come, and you realize how much of just like a system this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after you pass the infamous burning towers of smoldering towers of pollution that keep everybody out. Like right when you pass that area, then you hit the.
You mean where the Pulaski Skyway? You mean the burning? What do you?
Well,
it's like if you're driving north,
Elizabeth Linden,
north, the Linden treatment plant,
the refinery,
the
weird lights. Yeah.
It's a refinery.
You mean the Blade Runner?
The Blade Runner set.
Set of, like, I always think it's Blade Runner. I drive by and it's just like I picture hearing the music. Like, yeah, this is literally a city because it's the size of a city.
Yeah,
and it's just smokestacks. And just pumping trash into the air. And you realize people landing at Newark Airport.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.
Get into a cab, see that, and then go into Manhattan, and they're just like, that's New Jersey.
Yeah.
And that's the only part of it they see, because they see that and
everyone.
Then drive through the Holland Tunnel.
Whenever we drive by that and Kristen's in the car, she always looks over at it and goes, oh, God, is that going to blow up?
It feels like it really. No, it's.
I just think about, like, what it's doing to my eggs, you know? That's what I think.
It is.
Me too.
Pumping out. Yes.
My guys.
What's that? Your guy.
Nice guys.
Mike's guys.
Mike's guys.
All right. There you go. There's the next shirt.
There it is. Well placed. Half hour power. Hi.
Hi. Hey, Tom.
Hi. You're here with me and Mike and Dudio and Pat and Kristen.
Oh, wow. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Who
is
this?
Oh, this is Sean in Chicago.
Sean in Chicago. What's up, Sean?
Love Chicago.
Not too much. I just wanted to say I very much enjoyed the Vape Trolloquism segment. I hope it's not the last that we see of Billy.
I think it might be might get a little break from Billy. Literally a breather. Like, I'm going to need to breathe more without that smoke in my lungs. So it's a literal, I need to breathe. So there will be a breather from Billy. But it seems like, Mike, you loved, you were having a good time with Billy.
Billy was great. Especially when it looked like his head was smoldering on fire.
It's a new ally.
I tell you one thing. That cloud of smoke off that thing.
Yeah.
We got that. I bought that thing today. That vape thing. I brought it to the studio. Said to Jason, please set this up. I don't know what I'm doing here. And then Jason was just like, I think I got it set up. You watched like a how-to video.
Yeah, like a 30-minute how-to. It was very good. Yeah. It was very good.
And you got it going, and it was like, I tried it, and then you tried it, and it was like this like very measly smoke coming off. I was just like, I don't know if this is the thing. And then you made like one adjustment to the thing, and you're just like, I think you need to draw fast off this thing. And then I did, and suddenly it was the stereotypical huge cloud pouring off of this thing. I was just like, oh, that's the dumbest thing ever. And it was no nicotine in the vape juice, thank God.
What was the name of it?
It's Clown What is it? Clown serum?
Clown serum.
Clown serum.
Yep.
I think they had a Swedish fish.
Oh, that would be good.
But you want to know what? It wouldn't be good. Because I like Swedish fish. I know, I'd never eat them again.
That is true.
I'm trying to say this, these Swedish fish. It's the best, maybe the best non-chocolate candy going, I think. But, I'm going to say this. Very controversial opinion. I would not say the red is my favorite.
Yeah, me neither.
I like the orange.
I like the green. I like green.
Green? Really?
Like green orange. Or yellow.
Wow. Yellow. I'll go for yellow.
I'll eat yellow.
I'm a lemon lime guy.
I think green might be my least favorite, but I think red might be the third, because there's four colors.
Yeah.
I think we'd go orange, yellow, red, green.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Right?
I do like the red, but I like the orange.
I like the red plenty.
The orange is a delicacy. That's not the regular one you get.
The orange is like... It's like just rare. Yeah. Suddenly you're like, oh, an orange one.
Are you guys the same way on Sour Patch Kids?
I don't eat that trash.
Yeah, I don't. That's too sour for me, Pat. What are you kidding me?
Oh, you know what was weird the other week? We were talking about this. Jason is unfamiliar with... Because he's never been to the Jersey Shore.
No.
Like a boardwalk Jersey Shore. Really any of it, right?
No.
But I was explaining how the big bag of Swedish fish that you had here in Best Show Studios reminded me of the big games you play on the boardwalk.
Yeah, trying to win a box of candy.
And you put two quarters on Pop or like, you know,
Mom.
Like Pop.
It's
Pop.
A giant spinning wheel.
Yeah.
Which probably has 150 different kind of things that it could click onto, like 150 different differentiations, whatever you'd call those.
And it's like childhood gambling, basically.
Yeah,
but from afar, it's a gateway it's like childhood four, gambling. It's four.
It looks like four. That's exactly. It's so cheap because it'll be like you'll see it from 15 feet away, and it'll say 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, and you're just my like, odds are great.
It's great, and you get closer. Suddenly, you realize
every tick.
Each one of those things has a different name under it. You're just like, wait a minute, what?
And at that point, you've given your money.
How much does it cost? What are you
like
wagering?
It's like a buck to play, and then you have to put 50 cents down on like the table, on a person's name. And
so it's a buck to, it's like an entrance fee, and then you have to pay more to actually play.
It used to
play.
Be like a quarter two quarters to play, cheap. And that was it. But now it's like a buck to play.
And you want to know what's crazy? Is that please let me win a thing that if you go to Costco is $7.
Or CVS. Right?
Yeah, wholesale. any place that sells anything wholesale, it's shockingly cheap that you're going to get, I got a box of Snickers bars. Really? I get those at Costco. They're $8. For 36 of them. Like the price just plummets on that stuff where it's just like, yeah.
But I didn't realize how regional that was, like for just Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I guess like Carnival, but.
I never thought of that as a regional thing. I thought everybody would know that. You didn't have that at the...
Traveling carnivals?
Virginia?
Come to town or
no,
anything?
We had county fairs.
Uh-huh. They didn't have games of chance?
They weren't...
They had games of chance, but it wasn't like that. It was like it was a bunch of fish balls with fish in them.
Yeah.
And you have to throw a ping pong ball into the fish, and then you get those fish, and then they die the next day.
They were swindlers on the Jersey Shore.
Not mine. They always
die. Chad, my brother, won one. My mom refused to let the fish into the house because she was a tough mom. And so he gave it to his friend who put it in the tank with all of his, like, gorgeous, his father's, like, gorgeous, expensive tropical fish. And that goldfish ate all the other fish.
No.
It did, and it lived for years.
Oh, boy.
On the blood of these fish.
Look, that fish is like... Look, I'm a boardwalk fish, like or whatever. Like I'm a county fair fish. You don't think I've seen some bad stuff go down? I'm now in a tank. These soft fish. If it's between them or me, I'm eating every one of these fish.
He ate a Rasta banana.
Yeah, Rasta banana. Stuff thing. Remember when that one guy won the Rasta? That's a funny
my favorite story.
That's like
it's a real life Onion headline.
That's like they might as well just call that like America.
Yeah,
where it's like the guy's like, and it was in Massachusetts, right? Where the guy's just like, kept going back to the one game. What game was it?
Was it like a darts and balloons or something? Or was it a...
Let's search this.
It was some sort of target game.
Spent his life savings.
All right, yeah. Now I remember. Yeah.
Spent his life savings to win a PlayStation.
Right.
I just typed in Rasta Banana and then the, then the letter L and it came up life savings.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Oh, it's so depressing.
Does it say how much he spent on it?
Well, let's hear and find
out. Oh, God.
Good Day Maine is on the subject.
It was a horror show where he ended up losing his entire life savings.
He claims he was conned at a carnival game. Michael Rosenfield spoke with him.
Henry Gribbom says he lost his life savings, $2,600, on a carnival game like this one. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
You're expecting to win a few things and, you know, let the kids have a good time. It just didn't turn out that way.
Gribbom says he attended a Manchester carnival run by Fiesta Shows and wanted to win an Xbox Kinect at a game called Tubs of Fun, where contestants toss balls into a tub.
See, I knew it
when
was
he
a
practiced,
target thing.
He says it was easy, but something changed when he started playing for the prize, and the balls kept popping out.
It's not possible that it wasn't rigged.
So Gribbom says he kept trying to win back his money by going double or nothing. He dropped $300 in just a few minutes, then says he went home to get $2,300 more and soon lost all that as well.
I know it's a difficult game. I mean, I've tried it myself. I've done it once, missed by 20
president.
Times.
Fiesta. That's the vice president of the thing. I know it's a difficult.
Buckets of fun.
Yeah, it's a difficult game.
A Fiesta Gaming.
There's more, B-roll and soon lost around. All that as well.
Yeah, can I just get you walking around
the camera
with
is him rolling around with a baby carriage that has the prize that he did get
right.
for the thing, which is a stuffed animal, but it's a banana with that's done up like a Rastafarian.
So I have a real question.
Yes?
How many points if we get him on the best show?
Oh, 300.
Okay.
He's worth three times 300? As much as David
Crosby. You really think he wants to talk about this story?
Yes.
That's the test.
I don't know.
That's what makes it. That's why it's 300.
I think this guy's probably sorry he ever came forward.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean,
because
he's never going to live it down.
Never.
No.
You know, and when you think
he'll
about
his
it.
Tombstone.
It, you know, I mean. $2,600 in today's world isn't even that much, right?
I think he still has that banana.
You know?
That banana, he could probably sell that banana for $10,000.
That's what I'm thinking.
With like,
and how much does the Xbox go for? $300? You know, he could have
Right. Yeah.
Like, that he was trying to win. It didn't dawn on him on that long walk home to get more money.
To get $2,300.
You know, I've already pumped in more money than the things were.
I'm also, he just I guess he just had the money at home also.
Yeah. Well, under the mattress.
Yeah.
You know.
That's your life saving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If he gets cold, he can use the newspapers that it's stuffed with
make oily, a fire. The oily rags.
I bet somebody came forward and gave him a Kinect. Don't you think? If they didn't, that's sad. Right?
Usually that's what happens with these things where just like, we'll help you and do a thing. But then, like, I don't know, this guy seems like a bully.
It's his fault.
Not it. Look.
He's a bully.
I feel sorry for
Who
the
is
guy.
He bullying? Uh-huh.
No, but he looks like he's done his fair share of bullying.
Yeah.
So this just has come up. And
I'm not going to go. I don't know. Maybe he's the sweetest guy on earth. I don't know. I'm just saying.
A rough high school reunion for this guy.
$100 more and soon lost all that as well.
I know it's a difficult game. I mean, I've tried it myself. I've done it once, missed probably 20 times.
Fiesta Show says the game is run by an independent contractor. Worked for Fiesta for years. It's interviewing the contractor to see what happened. Are there any scams at all with any of the games?
Not that I'm aware of. We've had a lot of these game operators with us for years.
The Traveling Carnival is now setting up here in Derry, New Hampshire, but you will not see Tubs of Fun. Fiesta's...
Not that I'm aware of. Greatest cop-out ever. Not that I'm aware of. I don't know. Like, probably. Like, it probably is, but...
Yeah. These game operators with us for years.
The Traveling Carnival is now setting up here in Derry, New Hampshire, but you will not see Tubs of Fun. Fiesta says the independent contractor that runs the game is not allowed to set up while an investigation is taking place.
Because you get caught up in the whole double or nothing.
You think the investigation in the tubs of fun is still going on?
I like how his child is in the background.
We need to find out where the investigation is at.
His child is in that...
Child is in the stroller that has
like
the Ross
30 apparent. Feet away.
This guy's a dad? Oh, no.
To win my money back.
Henry says he went back the next day to complain, and the man running the game gave him back $600. Henry split with the banana and the cash and filed a report with Manchester PD.
For once in my life, I happen to become that sucker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
This guy.
This is a dad, though. Get it together. Get it together.
Trying to be a big shot.
It's a dad, yeah, like the kid
exactly.
doesn't play.
Thank you. I'm That's with you.
Now it's like, come on. When you're alone, you can do whatever you want.
Right. If it was just a single dude.
Spend all your money on the Kinect. When you're
Mike.
A dad.
Yeah.
Come on.
Games of chance. Anything ever, any memories?
Well, Bayonne is known for its fondness for gambling, and I have been drawn into
it was a night like any
into
other.
That world via my current employment, and most times I do lose, but recently I hit for about 550, which was nice. And I would have hit for another 550 if some of the other people who were in this gambling pool had ponied up their money when they were supposed to and didn't drive the guy who was running the pool to such distraction that he disbanded it and just gave us our money back.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, that stinks.
I'm sorry.
But you got the five.
Yeah, the first time, yeah.
What did you buy with that? Did you get something special?
Oh, I think I stuck it in a bank.
Okay.
Good.
Paid some bills.
Yeah. I tell you what you should do, Mike. Buckets.
Buckets.
Buckets of fun.
Tubs of fun.
Tubs of fun.
You know, tubs of fun, it wasn't there until the cameras went away, and then tubs of fun was
suddenly
brought back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It turns out tubs of fun... It's back again.
They just hit a button.
Put it in the truck. Put it in the trailer.
It's under a blanket.
Here come
the
cameras.
Time.
It's just three tubs.
Here comes the news crew.
All you got to do is they're in the back of a truck and just throw some stuff in them. Throw the ball. You stack one of the tubs in each other, so it's one tub. You put the softballs in it. And then it's like, then they're like, hey, where's tubs of fun? You 3 minutes, it'll take us to set tubs of fun back up. Like, just go grab the tubs and dump the softballs out. And then we'll just put them at an angle, a 45-degree angle. How did this guy... I picture this guy doing tubs of fun, getting madder and madder, then throwing the ball so hard in the tub. Like, he probably thought he could, like, throw it and it would, like, crack the tub.
It's bouncing.
But he would probably almost think he's like, I'm going to throw the ball so hard it's going to like smash into the tub and like the Hulk threw it or something.
Jesus.
Tubs. When do you realize just like, I'm down $300. What do I do here? I'm going home and getting all my money.
Well, that's the difference between a gambling addict.
Yeah.
Oh, and somebody who can control themselves.
It's horrible. It's a horrible thing because you're powerless in the face of it. It's truly sad.
Yeah. No, I've known people who had that problem, and
because everyone's chasing that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. The greatest tubs.
That's tubs of fun.
Yeah. That's tubs of fun. Those are red tubs. They use blue tubs at the.
They sure did.
The, because it is that moment. I think it's that moment where you feel like you can get power over a thing that you have no power over.
Right.
That's like the gambling
mm-hmm.
thing. You're just at the mercy of things that you have no control over.
Yeah,
it's gambling to me. Gambling addiction is so sad.
Yeah,
because it's just like. Especially now that it's like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like, you watch these commercials now where they're just like, I do a slot machine in my kitchen. on my computer. It's like, that's horrible.
Oh, God, yeah, those depress the hell out of me.
But you know what? What's next week? No, not next week. In the next few weeks, I'll sign up for one of those, and I'll just gamble during the whole show. I'll just see what I can win if I sign up for one of those slot machine things online. I'll just gamble for 3 hours. Because I'll say this. When I lose, I get so sad, and I stop hard.
Okay, that's good.
Like, I'm just like, I'm not just like, I'm going to get this back. Watch this. It's like, and then I'm just like, this sucks. I'm so mad. I went to the Sands in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Like, I would just go there because it's like 40 minutes away. And it was like, look, this has been a rudderless year for me. I'll say rudderless is putting it kindly, where I'd just be like, maybe I'll just go to Sands and be midnight, get there 12:40, walked in, did Baccarat, walked out with $100 extra, and then just left. Mm. And went back and did it again, lost $100 so fast, like a few weeks later, I'm just like, it's like, nope, I am so mad at this. I wasn't just like, oh, watch this. I'm going to get all this back on the thing. Like, I don't have that in me. I get so bummed out over losing. It's like, this is a stupid thing. It was my money, and now I lost my money, and it's just dumb, and I have no control over any of this stuff, and, like, I'm leaving right now. And I get, so where are you with that? Or do you have the – does that
– well. My father worked at racetracks when I was growing up, so we would go to the racetrack with him every once in a while. And, you know, the one that was closest, he worked at both the Freehold and the Meadowlands. He would do Freehold during the day, and then he'd drive up to the Meadowlands and do that at night. And it was harness racing. And, you know, that's sort of a lower class horse racing experience. It's not quite up there with the thoroughbreds, you know. So you'd see the people coming into the track, and, you know, they don't look like they're millionaires, you know. I mean, you kind of just get a sense that, oh, you know, this thing's got a grip on them.
Yeah.
And it's beating them down, and they mm-hmm. can't get out of it.
Yeah.
So I saw that right away, and it was fun, though. We'd play, you know, pick some horses, you know, during a race. We didn't go crazy. We'd throw $2 on a race, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that can be fun, you know? You get lucky, you hit a big race, and you can win some money. But as long as you limited yourself.
Yeah. It was never a thing where it just felt like it was like, I got to hang in here with this.
No, I saw what it was doing to people, and I was like, oh, mm-hmm. I sort of got aware of it, what's going on.
Pat, gambling, ever?
I've never been able to, it's not that I never tried, but, like, I had such a funny, just bad luck experience with, like, even, like, slot machines where, you know, I reach of gambling age,
mm-hmm.
okay, go down to AC with, like, friends. And I was always too intimidated to try the, like, tables that seemingly mm-hmm. involved math or something. So I was just like, let me play fun, weird slot machines, like mm-hmm. themed slot machines. So, like, I'd lose a bunch of money just, like, trying to – like, I never, like, got that slight mm-hmm. hint of anything where it's like, I won, like, $25. This is – like, I never got anything where I was just like –
where you know it, you felt, you felt it, and you want more of it,
and the immediate, like, just thought of like, well, I'm just losing money, you know, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. terrible. Like, mm-hmm. I could never get past that. Where I'm just like, this isn't fun, and I just like became the guy that waited till everyone was done having fun. I'm like, all right, let's mm-hmm. let's go eat or something.
Yeah,
it sucked.
How about for you guys? Ever does it have any hold?
Well, you know our story. When we left the casino, when someone asked, would you like to watch a TV show for $50?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Wait, do I know that?
Yeah, we gave our opinion on a TV show because that was like guaranteed money. That's the most money we've ever made in Vegas. Yeah. But I feel like I like to take like $20 and I'll do like $20. And then if I get money, that's great. But if I lose it, no big deal because I will spend $20 on dumb stuff anyway.
And we typically do it on like cruise ships.
Like a slot machine on a cruise ship. That is so fun.
Yeah, because you're stuck there. You're not going anywhere.
Where are you going?
I prefer the bingo. The bingo they have on the
bingo.
Cruise ships.
Bingo we love. Bingo we love. Yeah. And but that's anger making. Like, I've never won bingo on a cruise ship. And one thing that Norwegian does is that the winners have to wear this crown of bingo cards. And it just makes you hate them more. Like, people who are proud to wear those.
Oh, that guy's so happy to wear, like, the bingo crown. It just gets under your skin because you're losing and he's winning every game.
No, hate that.
I think I'm going to... We should have a crown out there for
you
three, you guys.
Yeah.
For whoever has the most points wears the crown at that given moment.
That's what the Mets do. In his worst year, they were probably... They had a crown. They were and after the game, they would give the crown to the player of the game, you know?
Yeah. You imagine... So bad. Just like when you see people celebrating things, are just like...
Like last week, Jason would have got the crown.
Oh, he would.
Yeah, he would have won the crown, yeah.
Yeah. And then maybe someday Pat will get the crown when he gets...
And you still get a Burger King crown?
Of course. Who are you work? Pat, do you have anybody you in your mind? You don't even have to say who.
Go ahead.
In this arms race of getting guests... Of browbeating guests into calling in. In your mind. You don't have to say who it is. Is there someone you picture going after?
Yes. There's a few people, and they're not maybe of, you know, higher tier, sort of like Crosby level, but
that's a big one, guys.
But they'd be get it. But they'd be funny. I think they'd be jaw-droppingly wow factor.
Good.
I could do it.
Love it. Are you in any way scared of what Pat just said?
No. Not even like a tiny bit.
Mike?
Who
brought the drunk from? Who was the one of the final characters in the history of Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
Twin Peaks finale, how do you feel about it?
I felt the way I felt about the whole series. There were moments where like you're blown away, and then there's stretches of like what's going on. You know, this is kind of tedious and boring. Yeah. But I think he loves doing that. I think he just likes playing with audience expectations and stuff.
Sure.
But there were some real good moments, though. I have to admit.
The quick things I've seen, it is impressive that he can get that made under the guise of Twin Peaks and it actually gets put on a real network. And
yeah.
It's just that's
18 hours. I mean, that's for one director to commit to that was.
And so much of it. I mean, but it's like art. It's like art films.
Yeah. Well, I would recommend, you don't even have to watch the series. Just watch, now that I've seen it all, episode 8.
Okay.
Was such a sort of like, what am I, you know, it was like a mind blower. It was truly like, oh, wow. He really went all out like in that episode. I mean, it begins weirdly enough with like a performance by Nine Inch Nails. So, you know, don't, you got to sort of wait until it kicks in about 20 minutes into the episode. But then it's like you're seeing something you've never really seen on television before. It was that sort of unique.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, anything, Mike, come to mind? I know you're always looking for things and things pique your interest out there in the world.
No, I'm just, you know, I was thinking about this the other day that, you know, I did watch the premiere of The Deuce, and I don't know, it didn't really do anything for me. It just seemed like a lot of cliche type of things about New York in the 70s.
Yeah. The other thing these HBO things have, they're weirdly fascinated with New York also, where they're just like, New York!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, just like, because all these executives used to live in New York and they had to move to L.A. to work for the thing, so they're still hanging on to
and then it's,
the mythology of New York.
It's eventually going to get into a little bit of the history of porn, which I'm, you know, not intrigued that much by that.
I also, you know what it also is? I think there's a thing where you think about how Vinyl was, another New York obsessed
show. Yeah, yeah.
You know what they are with it? And another show about not the people making the thing, but the record executives.
Exactly.
It was a show about people next to the people making a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one.
How about a show about the guys at the desk at the bowling alley? You think that would qualify for an HBO treatment?
Well, sure, because they'd be next to the bowlers.
Yeah, they're next to the bowlers. They're not bowling.
Oh, they would love it. Yeah, yeah, guys spraying the shoes.
The sprayers. We'll call it the sprayers or something.
Shoe sprayer.
Or sprayers. Sprayers.
Yeah. Sprayers.
Bowlers.
Here's four bags of money.
Sprayers.
Yeah, it'd be great. Get,
but anyway, then, you know,
Steven Dorff.
I don't know.
Right?
Has anybody seen Snowfall? Now, that's about the history of crack.
That's the FX show.
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
So, you know, I see these things lining up one after the other. And I'm like, you know, where are we going in the culture if, like, you know, these are the stories that we got to tell now. The history of porn, the history of crack. I'm like, what's next? You know, the Ted Bundy story. I mean, it just got to, where does it reach its,
you know,
sort of saturation point?
I think the funny thing is that some of these places, like, I think like with Vinyl and with The Deuce, they're just so fascinated. They think it's more edgy than it like they, like with Vinyl, they were just like, this is about rock and roll, and it's a thing, and then everybody else is like, yeah, so what, it's about rock and roll, big deal. Like everybody else is like half asleep, it's like, this is rock and roll and it's edgy. Everybody's like, yeah, no, we know what rock and roll is. Like, it does not seem no, you don't understand. No, we completely understand. And now this other thing could be, it's porno. Get ready. Yeah, no, porn. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
But you don't understand. This is the history of porn. It's like, oh, no, completely understand. Just not that edgy or interesting when you think about the world we actually live in.
Mm-hmm.
So, final thing, gambling movie. What's your favorite gambling movie, Mike?
Oh, we've talked about it. California Split.
Mine is California Split.
That's a good one.
That's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Mm. Anything gambling? Anything? Have you ever seen California Split?
I don't think I've ever seen
it. Robert Altman. It's a movie he did before Nashville.
Because
he was testing that sound out, that sound technique.
I always liked Robin and the Seven Hoods.
Rob, okay.
Yeah.
That's the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
Pat?
Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11.
I knew that would probably be yours.
No, I don't know.
Kristen?
Vegas Vacation.
Vegas Vacation.
Oh, I wish I said
that's
that.
A good one.
I wish I said that.
Is there a Jeff Goldblum movie about horse racing? The guys at Masses are always talking about this movie, and I can't track it down. I can't think of the title now.
There's a Richard Dreyfuss movie, a gambling movie called Let It Ride.
That's the one.
Yeah,
is that any good?
Jeff Goldblum's. I don't remember it being anything special.
Oh, okay. Oh, these guys like just talk about that movie like it's Gone with the Wind. Masses. I mean, it's like, what is this movie? Let It Ride, you know?
This movie.
I think Jennifer Tilly is in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Terry Garr.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Tilly, an actual gambler.
Yeah.
Yes. Big shot poker player.
Or is that Pam Tilly?
You mean Meg Tilly?
Meg Tilly. How many
Tilly was,
yeah,
the,
oh, right.
was the
big,
she
okay.
was the first
yeah, right,
Tilly
right,
to
yes.
be working in things. All right, let's see here. Mike, what's going to pull anything? Where, AP, of course, apmike.bandcamp.com. Everybody should go there and check everything out and get your headshots and your Masses t-shirts. And you're at H&H?
Yeah, H&H Pub in Bayonne. It's on 53rd and Avenue C. Not far from the light rail, so if you're coming out of town, you can do it that way.
And people should probably hit you up on Twitter to ask
if
you're going to be around.
My days change week to week, so
yeah. So if you're gonna, if you're in the area and you want to swing by Bayonne and say hi to Mike, hit him up on Twitter, see if he's going to be at H&H in Bayonne. Jason, of course, the Bridge and Tunnel 5th Anniversary Show.
Yeah.
Saturday, September 9th at the Pit, 7:30. 5 years.
5 years, and Kristen is actually doing the show with us, so it's
that's awesome.
Her first show in a year with us.
Yeah, it's
so
like a real. Nice. What's the name of the movie?
I don't.
You know.
Like, Don't Think Twice.
Yes, Don't Think Twice. It's a Don't Think Twice moment.
Well, we're not going to break up.
No, but it literally is. No, this is literally the thing. No, because Jason's the guy. Oh.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Oh, no.
I'm going to put you in
because you went to the Weekend Live, and you're working there like a big shot, and you go back to the rest of the, oh, boy, oh.
It's really been the same. I've lived through exactly the same things that have happened in that movie, and I'm putting Jason in the well.
So, yeah, that Bridge and Tunnel show should be a real,
yeah, it'll be nice.
Real hoot.
Yeah. It'll be nice. A lot of feelings on stage.
Are you going to do your old-timey ticket-taker routine if the audience shouts for it?
That's the only thing that I've been successful at.
Old-timey ticket-taker.
I thought, I know that the rest of the team thinks it's hack, but it's what America likes.
Do you think anybody, look, I'm not even going to say it because then some dummy will actually do it and ruin the show. Yell out, Weekend Live!
Oh, it's
going to
happen.
No one will even think about that. Yeah. And I'm going to be doing Fangirin.
What is it?
Fangirin, my greatest hit.
Okay. All right.
And, yeah, so people get to see the old great Bridge and Tunnel hits.
Fangirin, yep.
Fangirin
it's
is hit.
All back.
We're doing all the hits tomorrow night. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's like.
It honestly is. It's like a greatest hit show.
That's
so
awesome.
If you've never seen Bridge and Tunnel, want to see what it's about, it's probably the perfect show to see.
What's the worst sketch you're doing?
Don't say Fangirin.
I was going to say Fangirin.
Fangirin sounds.
Well, you sold one ticket.
Yeah, that's it.
Mike's holding his money out right now.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. And Pat. Saturday is, of course, your final, for the time being at least, episode of Prove It All Night, your show on WFMU, which airs on Saturday nights, 9 p.m. to midnight.
That's right. We'll be going out with a bang,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be tying up all the loose ends and big revelations, and it's going to be, it's just going to be a night full of turn after turn surprises. If you, for Twin Peaks fans, for anyone, mm-hmm. Game of Thrones, I'm assuming, just
yeah, right.
Just tune in.
There's a void.
You're going to find out so much, it's going to be crazy. Saturday night, 9 to midnight.
Well, congratulations on your run with
Thank
the show.
You. Thank you.
I love everything you did with it. And that congratulations on 5 years.
Thank you.
It's very exciting. And speaking of anniversaries, the Sharpling and Worcester 20th anniversary show at Murmur. Late show. It is barely any tickets left. It is so close to selling out. You can go check it out at Murmur, which is MURMRR, is the venue in Brooklyn. Check it out. Early show sold out, late show about to sell out. Got that. And then there's sharplingandworcester.bandcamp.com for the digital versions of all the CDs. And there is patreon.com/thebestshow, which is a way to give to the show. And everybody who is giving $10 or more by October 1st will get a Friends of Tom card, brand new cards. And that's about that. And
hey, Tom.
Yeah, what's that, Mike?
You know that discount code you gave me for the tickets? It's not working when I try to order the tickets for the show. For the Murmur?
For the Murmur show?
Yeah,
keep trying. Keep running it.
What?
Keep punching it in.
Oh, it's going to work.
Discount code. It'll work. You just got to catch it at the right moment.
Okay. All right.
Discount will kick in.
Okay.
It's just 2% off.
Okay.
Well, again, thank you, everybody. Half hour power. We will do it more frequently. Appreciate you all listening, and we will talk to you soon. And thanks, and good night.
Bye. Bye.